Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into some really exciting research that could change how we treat pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, and okay, so pancreatic cancer is notoriously difficult to treat, right? The survival rates are just, they're heartbreaking.
Absolutely. Less than 10% five-year survival rate. But this new study is taking a completely different approach, using something called natural killer cells, or NK cells.
Right. So NK cells are part of our immune system. They're like, think of them as the body's natural assassins against cancer cells. But the problem has been getting them to work effectively in solid tumors like pancreatic cancer.
Exactly. And what's really clever here is the researchers found a way to reprogram regular blood cells into these superpowered NK cells. They did this by targeting just one gene called BCL11B.
Just one gene? That's actually pretty elegant compared to other methods that use like four different factors. So what makes these reprogrammed cells so special?
Well, these cells, they're calling them 1FMKs, showed really potent killing ability against pancreatic cancer cells in the lab. But here's where it gets even more interesting. They also engineered some of them to carry a CAR, a chimeric antigen receptor that specifically targets mesothelin.
Okay, so mesothelin, that's a protein that's found on like over 90% of pancreatic tumors, right? So these CAR-engineered cells can basically lock onto the cancer cells more effectively.
Exactly. And they didn't stop there. The researchers also identified a drug, RP6306, that inhibits something called PKMYT1. When they combined this drug with the NK cells, it made the tumors way more vulnerable.
So it's like a triple threat. You've got the reprogrammed NK cells, the CAR targeting, and then this drug that essentially weakens the tumor's defenses. How did it actually perform in the animal studies?
The results were really impressive. In mice with pancreatic tumors, the combination treatment significantly reduced tumor growth and, this is the big one, extended survival. The triple combination worked better than any single treatment alone.
That's incredible. And what I find particularly promising is that these NK cells seem to maintain their effectiveness, even in the immunosuppressive environment that pancreatic tumors create. That's been a huge barrier for other immunotherapies.
Yeah, the tumor microenvironment in pancreatic cancer is notoriously hostile. But these reprogrammed cells showed resilience. They kept their killing power even when exposed to TGF-beta, which normally shuts down immune cells.
So where does this go from here? I mean, obviously, it's still early days, but what would the next steps be to get this to patients?
Well, they'll need to refine the manufacturing process, make sure it's scalable and safe for clinical use. There'll be more testing in different models, and eventually human trials. But the framework they've established, combining cell reprogramming, targeted engineering, and tumor sensitization, that could apply to other hard-to-treat cancers too.
That's what makes this so exciting, right? It's not just about one disease. It's a whole new approach to immunotherapy. Thanks for breaking this down with me, Alex.
Always a pleasure, Jamie. And thanks to everyone listening to the Origin Podcast. We'll catch you next time.